folders.
I took the time to organize all of my Pellissippi messages, all 2,000 something of them.
Daryl Bowles is a smart guy. He already has one degree from Pellissippi State Community College and is working on a second.
I'll hit tab to read it.
So when he was passed over for a job recently, he was surprised and a little suspicious.
I was disappointed, and at first I thought they had singled me out because we've always been taught, watch out for discrimination.
That's right, discrimination. Daryl's been blind since he was a baby, and he knows employers can be nervous about hiring someone with a disability for a number of reasons, including concerns about productivity, quality of work, and even lawsuits.
And then later on I was thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense because everybody else had way more experience than me. So maybe it was because of the experience.
If discrimination occurs, it isn't always an obvious or intentional decision. That's why Daryl's anxieties are shared by many disabled people entering the job market. Did they pass on me because I'm not qualified or because I'm disabled? Alan Muir is head of career opportunities for students with disabilities. He says he started the organization to address the unique challenges disabled students face when looking for a job.
That's what we're trying to make sure, that students recognize that their investment in college has got to pay off. The skill that they're putting forth to the employer is what they're coming to school for.
Muir says sometimes employers have concerns they aren't even aware of, especially if the disability is obvious. Subconsciously, the employer may be worrying about what accommodations will need to be made instead of focusing on the conversation. Muir says it's helpful if the candidate can do additional research to see how the disability might affect the way he or she does the job. That research can be used as a platform to discuss accommodation options, if any are needed.
If you can come up with some of that stuff and blow this employer away and say, I am really prepared, that's what we're trying to achieve.
Sarah Helm is the coordinator of the Disability Careers Office at the University of Tennessee. She says employers need help moving past initial hesitations.
Most likely, if they don't have experience with disability or if they don't have knowledge about disability, then that person who doesn't have a disability is going to be the one who gets the job because of fear, because of lack of understanding and fear.
Helm says many students come to her office and are shy about discussing their disability because they're used to parents speaking for them. But she says if students show confidence when talking about themselves, it's a huge step towards bridging the fear gap for both employer and candidate. Helm encourages them to take pride in their abilities instead of apologizing for something they have no control over.
So that critical thinking that they do basically without question, the problem solving on a daily basis, the flexibility, the adaptability, all of those things that they possess in direct relation to having a disability are things that we want them to showcase to an employer in an interview.
I need to really clear some of this.
Daryl Bowles now knows his blindness can actually serve as an opening to talk about his strengths.
Now I have something that I can use to my advantage. I have the confidence that I need to have to apply to these positions.
For now, Daryl says he's focused on getting that second degree and finding an internship. Then it's headfirst into the job market and the opportunity to put his newfound confidence to the test. For the Next Wave Radio Project, I'm Celeste De La Rosa, WUOT News.